Through meditation, as our awareness improves, we start to realize more and more. We become more and more aware of how often we are entering or sinking into or entertaining these negative trains of thoughts or thoughts that are going to bring us and others unhappiness or suffering or discomfort. And then with this awareness, we have more opportunity to react to this, to change this, to reduce this time that we are spent in these negative thoughts, which then lead to negative words or negative actions. We start to be able to change ourselves. It is very difficult to change other people, but what we can do is change ourselves. And we were talking about how most of our suffering, most of the suffering that we experience, is originating from within ourselves, within our own mind stream, our own thoughts. And maybe while we wish for changes to be made in the external world, the material world, what we find is that we can make significant changes within our own world, our internal world. And instead of always blaming the external world for our unhappiness or our discontentment, we start to look at our own participation in this creation of unhappiness and how much is coming from within ourselves. And as we change, we might be really surprised to see, as we change within ourselves, how much the external world also starts to change. While we're meditating and we're putting our attention or our awareness on our breath or the object in front of us, or whatever we're using as a support for our meditation, sound or taste, or our walking meditation, what are we doing is we are giving our monkey mind a job to do. What is that job? Bring your awareness back to your breath. Bring it back to your breath. Now, when monkey mind doesn't listen, don't get too angry. If you get angry with the monkey mind, then it doesn't want to listen to you anymore. It's so used to doing whatever it wants, whenever it wants to. So it can be pretty disobedient. So rather encourage monkey mind. Okay, well done, monkey mind. You are able to come back to the breath, to the object for a few minutes. Let's try harder. Well done. Try it again. Do it again. Come back again. If you make an enemy of monkey mind, then it becomes very difficult. Monkey mind doesn't want to listen. And then monkey mind goes on strike, doesn't want to work anymore. Similarly, when we are meditating, there's going to be times when you're able to bring your mind back, your awareness back to the object, sometimes easily, sometimes it's going to be really difficult. Sometimes you're going to think, wow, this meditation is really the greatest. And sometimes you're going to be thinking, have I ever even started meditating? I just don't seem to be able to get it right. My mind is all over the place. If this is happening, don't worry. There's going to be ups and downs. Whatever the situation, do your best just to bring your awareness back to the object, back to your breath. And when your mind is really not playing ball, don't get all upset and frustrated. Just kindly remind yourself as gently as possible. Encourage yourself and bring your mind back to your awareness, back to the object or to your breath. Before we gain any stability within our mind with respect to our awareness and our meditation, our mind is really, our thoughts are really changing so often. For a few moments, we might be thinking happy thoughts, thinking about friends, thinking about things that we want to do. And the next minute, we're in an unhappy mood. We're worrying about something. We're stressed about our homework, or we're stressed about things at work. And then we're getting annoyed with something that somebody has done or something that has said. And all of this could be happening when there's not even anybody else around. We could just be sitting by ourselves. But again and again, our mind is changing. Our thoughts are changing. We could be waltzing, skipping down the road. We're really happy. We're just feeling in a really great mood. And then all of a sudden, the phone rings. We get a message. and there's been some bad news or unhappy news or somebody who really irritates you, phones you, and all of a sudden that happiness has disappeared. We're a little bit grumpy, upset, a little bit anxious. And we could be anxious for a while, and then suddenly we bump into somebody we really like, and all of a sudden all of that unhappiness disappears and we're in a good mood again. Or we see something in the shops and we're starting to think, what can I buy in the shop window? If only I could have this, maybe I can buy it if I work for an extra few hours. And so we see how quickly our mind, our thoughts, our moods are changing. And here again, we see the value or the benefit of having awareness, because the more awareness we have, the quicker we start to see, oh, my mood is changing, my thoughts are changing, I'm sinking into unhappy thoughts, or I'm starting to desire something from the shops when I should be doing my work, when I've got some task to do. And the greater our awareness becomes, then the greater we have the opportunity to adjust, to see, are these positive thoughts or are these negative thoughts? And then exercise our ability to either keep on entertaining these thoughts because we think that they are positive, they'll plant positive karmic seeds, positive cause and effect, or to stop this train of thought as quickly as possible because it's not going to bring any benefit or any happiness. Gradually, in this way, our mood, our state of mind becomes much, much more stable, and we're not so influenced by these swings, these ups and downs, and we can maintain a much happier state of mind, a mind full of gratitude for much longer. These really great teachers, these great meditators, as soon as an unhappy or negative thought arises, a thought of discomfort, they can liberate it within moments, and then it doesn't affect them at all. And if they want to bring to mind love and kindness, and they want to practice love and kindness, they can practice this for half an hour, for as long as they want, without being distracted. For most of us, when we're starting, our mind is very, very volatile. We can maybe think of love and kindness for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, and then our mind wanders off, and then we come back again, and then we have another 10 or 20 seconds, and then our mind wanders off again. And when we get unhappy, we stay in that state of unhappiness for how many minutes, how many hours, and then eventually we can let it go, or we rely on some external distraction to let it go, instead of being able to just use our own awareness to resolve the unhappy thought, to liberate it, to transform it, and no longer entertain it. And thus, when we no longer entertain it, then it doesn't influence us anymore. It doesn't influence our mood or our actions anymore.